British Foreign Secretary David Miliband says the Middle East is now in a very dangerous position. Miliband told BBC television that the problem in Gaza has been building for a long time, especially over the past year. And Miliband says peace is, for now, the casualty.
It's been a festering wound while the political negotiations have been going forward too slowly. And there's been a race, really, between political negotiations on the one hand and the crisis in Gaza on the other. The tragedy is that the crisis in Gaza has erupted before the political process has delivered real gains, either for Israelis or for Palestinians. That is the heart of this problem.
The foreign secretary is calling for an immediate ceasefire by Israel and Hamas. Although he admits the airstrikes have dealt peace efforts a tough blow, he still refuses to lose hope.
I think it's far more difficult today than it was a week ago to argue with optimism about the next year. But it's even more urgent. And that's why diplomats around the world are so busy to ensure that the phone lines remain open, the meetings keep going, and that the precious links that exist are not lost.
Elsewhere in Europe, France's foreign minister says the European Union is prepared to increase its humanitarian support for Gaza. Pope Benedict is urging the international community to redouble efforts to help Israel and the Palestinians break free from what he calls this dead end of violence. In the Arab world, thousands attended protest rallies Sunday. An estimated 50,000 demonstrated in Egyptian cities. Demonstrators in Damascus waved green Hamas flags above their heads. Protests as well were held in Jordan, Sudan, and Yemen. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.